Are you here for the first time?
This is not a cult. In most churches that you go into. So just relax. And remember that you are the one who's going to determine what you hear tonight. Because you will be the one censoring, and you will be the one analyzing and deciding whether or not to accept anything that you hear. So you're actually in charge of this class and what you receive out of it. I want you to think about something. I want you to think about of all the things that are going on in the world that seem to be frightening or painful or horrific, that you chose to be in a place of peace. You're not in the middle of a tsunami, an earthquake, a famine, a war. Why are you here? Why are you experiencing this kind of peace? So, what we want to do, instead of focusing on really why, the thought I'd like to take into this meditation is gratitude. I am so grateful to be here tonight. I'm so grateful to be here with you. I'm so grateful to have had a wonderful meal. I'm so grateful to be safe. I'm so grateful to be surrounded by such loving beings. I'm so grateful my car cranked up. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be right here, right now. There's nothing missing from this moment. I'm going to actually be in a moment and declare that this moment is fine. There's nothing I wish was different about this moment. The Course in Miracles definition of lack is to somehow wish you were in a state other than the one that you're in. There's nothing missing from this moment. You are love. You are loving. And you are lovable. The only part of your mind that is real is the part of your mind that still links you with love and links you with God. That's the only part of your mind that's real. It's the part that links you with love. Do you want to have your mind transformed into a radiant message of love? Would you like to have your mind transformed into a radiant message of love?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To share with all the lonely ones who are denying that love exists for them?
Yeah.
Do you know that love is yearning for you just like you are yearning for love? Love is yearning for you. Love wants you bad. Do you know that that's immutable, that's unchangeable, that is eternal, that you are seeking and yearning for real love, and real love is yearning for you? It's trying to get to you. It's trying to get to you. But love can't get to you through that grievance that you're holding against your old girlfriend, your wife, your friend, your brother, your boss. Those kind of grievances are like shields that block the sunlight of your abundance. But you can't lose your inheritance. You can't lose your gifts. You can't lose the love that you deserve. You may delay your awareness of it, but you can never lose your gifts. You deserve real, permanent, constant, dependable, everlasting love. A non-judgmental, unconditional love. And that kind of love is yearning for you. And that kind of love desires you. It's bearing down on you, and you can feel it. Because when real love starts to come in, sometimes you can tell because you feel confused, you feel disoriented, you feel a little anxiety. So if you're feeling disoriented, if you feel confused, if you're more aware of your fear, it looks like it's because love has shown up and is pushing all of that stuff up and out forever. You are not your anger. You are not your fear. You are not your depression. You are not your sickness. You are not your jealousy. You are not your insecurity. You are not your lack. You are not your guilt. You are not your body. You have a body, but you're not your body. You have a body, but you're not your body. You have a body, but you're not your body. You are free. You are free. You are not your body. You are free. Your body is your communication device. Your body is your communication device. It is the way you join. It is the way you communicate at this level of consciousness. It is your communication medium. But your body is not you. You have a body, but you are not your body. You have a body, but you are not your body. And see your body as sinless. See your body as neutral. So your body can be healthy. No longer project your guilt and anger and dissatisfaction onto your body. Stop attacking your body. Stop attacking your body. Stop attacking your body. Stop judging your body. Stop attacking your body. Give your body a break today. You are not your body. Your body is neutral. Your body has never made you do anything. Your body is sinless. Your body is guiltless. Your body is the way that you're going to let love come through in this plane. Your body is not you. Your body isn't you. You are bigger than your body. You are bigger than your body. You are larger than your body. Your body, you are not inside your body. Your body is inside of you. You are not inside your body. Your body is inside of you. The part of you that's in the body, the part of you that thinks it's in the body, that's the part of you that's called the ego. The part of you that thinks it's in the body is the part of you that's called the ego. And the ego is the part of us that believes it's separate, self-sufficient, on its own, It believes in attack. It believes in separation. It believes in differences. The ego believes in competition. The ego believes in defensiveness. The ego believes in that which is temporary. The ego believes in limits. The ego believes in exclusion. The ego believes in temporary pleasures that don't last. The ego is the part of the body that thinks it's on its own and by itself, and it's got to do it on its own. That's the part of the mind that lives within the body, but that's not you. You are love. You are powerful. You are unlimited. You are free. You are without hate. You are without grievances. You are without guilt. You are without any limitation. The real you, the real you is unlimited. The real you is free. The real you is love. The real you, the real you, the real you never dies. The real you never dies. The real you is constant. It's eternal. The real you is totally innocent. So stop listening to the lie of the part of your mind that believes you are something that you're not. Stop listening to the lie of the part of your mind that believes you're something that you're not. Stop believing in the part of your mind that tells you you're not enough, that you can never be happy, that you'll never be satisfied, that you always struggle, that you can't trust. You want to learn how to not let that mind, that voice, direct your actions. Listen to it. Let it say its thing. Don't repress, but just don't let it direct you. It's time for your mind to be made into a radiant message of God's love. Your mind is unlimited and free. Your mind is unlimited and free. Your mind is unlimited and free. My mind is unlimited and free. Anybody want to say it? My mind is unlimited and free. I love it. My mind is unlimited and free. My mind is unlimited and free. My mind is unlimited and free. Sounds beautiful. My mind is unlimited and free. My mind is unlimited and free. Now the emphasis tonight is going to be on allowing. It's time for us to allow our good. It is time to allow our good. It is time to let your good be allowed. I allow my good to manifest now. 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 Feel it. Try to get out of your head for a minute and just feel it. Feel it. I want you to feel it. It goes something like this. My good is oozing. Oozing, oozing, oozing. I feel my good. It's oozing. It's oozing all over the place. My good is oozing. It's oozing. It's oozing all over the place. My good is oozing. It's oozing. It's oozing all over the place. My good is oozing. It's oozing. It's oozing all over the place. My good is oozing. It's oozing. It's oozing all over the place. My good is oozing. It's oozing. It's oozing all over the place. My good is oozing. It's oozing. It's oozing all over the place. Some of y'all can feel it. It's all right. Those who don't feel it, we'll feel it for you. That's the least we can do for you. I feel good for you. All right. That's my job. All right, we can dial the light us up a little bit. Thank you for doing that with me.
Thank you, Earl.
Oh, God. Phew. Anybody feeling some oozing?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
all I want to know is, did you practice safe oozing? You have to practice safe oozing around here. That meant you oozed, wanting everybody else to experience the good and to experience the love too.
Yes.
Because it's not real if you have it by yourself. That's cool, said stuff like that, and that blows my mind. It's not real unless you share it. It's not real. That anything that's real is always something, the Course says, it's something that's instantly available to everyone equally all the time. And if it's not instantly available to everyone equally all the time, it's not real. So, what's the rule of the Course? I don't have to believe it. I don't have to accept it. I don't have to welcome it. Some of the stuff is going to be hard to believe. Some of it is going to be quite startling. I'm not asking necessarily to judge it at all, even though I know I am. The use of it will show you that it's true. So just remember, you don't have to believe any of it. What's so cool about accepting that you don't have to believe it is that it automatically opens your mind. It's amazing how the minute you get that it's okay for you not to believe it, you'll listen to it. But when you think somebody's trying to convince you of something, you have a tendency to really fight listening to it. So tonight, let's see what we're going to talk about. What we're doing is we're listening for our own personal message. There's a personal message for you tonight. And so what you want to do is look for your message and then forget anything else. And so your message is going to be the thing that makes you go, aha, okay, good. I need to hear that. That was it. I don't care. Whatever he says from this point on doesn't really matter. That was the thought I need to walk out of here with. So that's the one you're looking for. For whatever the issue is that you think is going on in your life right now that's keeping you from being peaceful. Anybody have any? I'm at the only one. Anybody?
A few.
Okay. Okay, here we go. We're going to be on page 347. It's called The End of Illusions. It's 347 in the text if you got the book. One of the trippiest things about the Course in Miracles is how some of its definitions of special relationship. So it talks about when we form relationships with people, the Course calls it a special relationship. That if you believe in separation and you form a relationship with somebody, the Course calls it a special relationship. Because that relationship is different from the love of God. The love of the Creator, the Course says, is equally available to everyone equally. Where a special relationship is love that you single out for one individual to the exclusion of everybody else. So the Course defines a special relationship as a relationship that the love is really abnormal in terms of how it's really done in reality, like the way the Course says God would do it, okay? So, and it also says a special relationship is a relationship that you have fear in. So if you have fear in the relationship, the Course calls that a special relationship also, because it's special because it's not the way love normally is. Love doesn't have any fear in it according to the Course. This is deep, man. It says that if it's real love, there is no fear in it at all. And that's, I haven't ever experienced a love with absolutely no fear in it whatsoever. Have you? Mm-hmm. No. So that kind of explains my relationships. Of course I had problems in my relationships if it wasn't based on real love. What else am I going to do but clash with somebody that I don't have real love with? So, those of you who have relationships, be it with romantic relationships, friends or relatives or bosses, or anybody that you want to let go of, tonight we're going to talk about how you let go of it. Okay? Now, the first thing the Course says is that if you want to let go of your past, and most people say they want to make a new beginning, they're ready to make a new start. They've had it. Most people I talk to now say they're really serious about moving to another level. Is that the way you are too? Some of you are like, you know who I'm talking to. You're the ones who've had it, and you're ready to go to another level. Okay, this is what I want to tell you. The Course says it's impossible to let go of the past without letting go of the special relationship. What in the heck does that mean? Well, let's see what it says. It says, "What for the special relationship, this is what it is. A special relationship is an attempt to reenact the past and change the past." So, if I want to let go of my past, then I have to stop reenacting it and then trying to change it. In other words, I'm going to do it the way that I've always done it, but I'm going to change it this time. Anybody familiar with that? I'm going to do what I've always done, but it's going to be different this time. So I'm going to enter another relationship, but it's going to be different this time. So what I'm looking for when I go out tonight is I'm looking for an opportunity to reenact the past and change it. So if I walk up to a person, if I go to the club to dance tonight, if I walk up to a person, I really should be honest enough to tell that person, "Look, what I really want to do with you is reenact my past and change it. Are you willing?" Instead of just saying, "Let's have a relationship, let's tell the truth about it. I'm coming up to you so that we can both reenact what we've done relationships before, and we're going to do the same thing we basically done before, but this time between me and you, we're going to change it." Then it says, this is how you can tell when you have entered into a special relationship. Now, what's a special relationship? It's a relationship where the love you are experiencing is different from the total peace of God. That's a special relationship. It doesn't mean the way we think of it. It's special because me and you, we so special. You know, that's not the level we're talking about. It's special because it's different from the way love really is. That's why it's special. Wow. So how can I tell when I've entered a special relationship? The course says, well, imagine slights, remembered pain, past disappointments, perceived injustices, and deprivations all enter into the special relationship. I remember how I was slighted. I remember that I was hurt the last time, and you're not going to do it this time. And past disappointments. I thought I could trust them before, but maybe I can do it again. Perceived injustices. They didn't do me right. Low down dog. Deprivation. I want love, but it never really happens. I want a relationship, and it just doesn't go the way I want it to. Anybody familiar with that? That's a special relationship. Okay. Then the course says, then that special relationship is begun to become a way in which you seek to restore your wounded self-esteem. You know, it's like, I've been disappointed, I've never gotten the kind of love I deserve, so now I'm going to form another relationship because you're going to give me what that other person didn't give me, and you're going to help me restore my wounded self-esteem. That's real, y'all. That's what I like about the Course in Miracles. The Course in Miracles is real. You know what I'm saying? It could say, I'm living in, love of the universe. But no, it said, hey, you're going out tonight trying to restore your woman's self-esteem. You know, you're going to walk up to somebody and you are going to think about all the stuff you went through in the past, and you're going to try to make sure this relationship is a relationship that you don't go through what you went through before. So your purpose is not to come up there to give that person the best you can give them, and to be a safe place for them to grow and to recognize them as innocent and a powerful child of God and this unlimited spiritual being. You just gonna make up for me for what the other person didn't do. That's your function, is to give me what no one has given me before you. And I'm going to remember everything from my past to make sure you don't do it. Okay, is this okay? Everybody with me?
Yeah.
All right, okay, now, okay, the door's over here, I'm over here, so you don't need to run out before you shoot me, just leave. So that's all I ask. Because this book is real. Okay, now. So I'm willing to admit that I have formed relationships to restore my wounded self-esteem because I was remembering past injustices and that I was going to do it over again one more time and see if I could change it this time. I'm just going to tell the truth about it. Now, then the Course says, have you ever wondered how you kind of choose the same person even though they have different names and faces? Has anybody ever wondered about that? How they had to start out looking like a different person and somewhere along the line they turn into the same person that you've always been with. And this is not just a love relationship. This can also be a friendship with anybody. So I'm not just talking about lovers. I'm talking about anything that you see a pattern in your life. What the book is saying, what happens is you don't even choose a person and you're not even attracted to that person without the past. says every time you choose somebody, that choice is made out of something that you're still upset about from your past that you're clinging to that someone else must atone for. So what's really happening when I look around the room for people I want to go out with, I'm looking for the person that's going to atone for what somebody else did to hurt me. I'm looking for somebody else who's got to make up to me what they didn't even do to me. They got to make up to me what somebody else did or did not do to me. If people knew this, they would hardly ever go on dates with me. You know what I'm saying? Because like, if you really was like really hip to what was going on, you'd think twice before you said, hey, here's my phone number. You know, because you'd be asking yourself, am I ready to atone for what his wife did, for her boyfriend did, for her dad did? Am I ready to atone for what her boss did and his, you know what I'm saying? Because the truth is, if that person doesn't know the truth, they're looking at you as another chance to make themselves feel good about themselves again. They're looking for you to be another chance for them to give themselves some form of self-worth, and their self-worth is going to come through the attention that you give them above all others, because they have a hole inside of themselves and they need somebody to try to fill it up with the self-esteem they're not giving themselves. They want you to shovel some in.
Bring it on.
All right. Now, the Christmas gift, the special calls, the taking you out, the giving you my tea, I'm shoveling, I'm filling that, I'm trying to fill that hole that you got so that you'll feel like I've made up of what the person did to you that wasn't even me. When you're dealing with an unconscious person, not a bad person, but an unconscious person, that's what you're going to be dealing with. If you're dealing with a person who doesn't know their spiritual identity, who really doesn't want to love, know the truth, then you're talking about somebody who is attracted to you based on something they've gone through in the past that they're trying to make sure it doesn't happen again, because you're going to give them the love and the attention and the friendship that no one else ever has. So is everybody, does everybody understand with me? Everybody with me?
Yeah.
You don't have to necessarily agree with it, but you got what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, we get
okay,
it.
All right. Now, this is deep. Isn't it deep?
Yeah.
All right. Now, anybody had a question or comment about anything that I've said so far?
I wouldn't admit it if I did.
Thank you for sharing.
Like I wasn't a conscious person.
No. Unconscious is good, because unconscious just means I'm not aware of what I'm doing, so I'm definitely innocent. Because I just don't know what I'm doing. I'm just doing love the way I was taught,
yeah.
And I'm doing love the way I saw everybody else around me do it as I was growing up. So we're all innocent. We're totally sane people who learned a totally insane thought system. We would be acting sane if we had learned sane lessons according to the Course. The Course says we're all sane, but we just learned insane things. And since all the people who learn the same insane things kind of be attracted to each other, then they all think it must be right because everybody's doing it. But they don't realize they just attracted somebody just like themselves, and that there's a world full of sane people that we never run into, and that's why they stay sane. The secret to sanity is avoid the crazy people. It kind of helps reinforce your own sanity. So, yeah, where are they? They are very much on the lookout for us. You'd be amazed at how many sane people are right here, right in your neighborhood, and you don't even know it. Haven't you noticed? That there's sane people all around, but we haven't noticed it. You're sane. I mean, it's sane to sit up here and want to join. It's sane to sit up here and want to connect. It's sane to be open-minded enough to listen to something that might be different from what you are expecting. And just be willing to listen, because you know you're free, which means you can choose to accept what you're hearing or not. So therefore, you don't have to destroy the messenger, because you know you have the power to decide whether or not what the messenger is saying has meaning for you. And that's the ultimate power, to know that you can give everything meaning or no meaning. So therefore, nobody's influencing you but you. That's great. That's an incredible power. To not give meaning to what I don't want to give meaning to, and then to learn to stop giving meaning to anything that would limit me, criticize me, condemn me, attack me. Whew. I think I'm so blessed. It's just, I just try to take it in. So really, a special relationship is... No, wait a minute. Somebody got a question. Somebody got a comment. I can feel it.
It's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotta say, how are you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, man.
I take it that what we're talking about here does not pertain exclusively to adult relationships.
Right.
But can be applied to childhood relationships.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Primary relationships.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It applies to any relationship. People can look at their children and try to make sure that their children, in a sense, have to make up for what their parents did or did not do to them. I'm going to do it different with my children from what my parents did to me. So I'm really dealing with my children in terms of my parents. So I'm still doing the same thing. I'm going to restore some kind of a wounded self-esteem, even if it's through my child. This boss is not going to do to me what the last boss did to me. This car right here is going to be better than the last car. You know what I'm saying? It's like every relationship that I have when I'm unconscious, I'm basing that relationship on relationships that I used to have before that one. So what's happening is that people are not having relationships with the people that are there. They're having relationships with people who aren't there. So if I'm looking at you in terms of the last relationship that I had, I'm not having a relationship with you. I'm having a relationship with the person I was with before you. As a matter of fact, what I really want to do is I want to join with my fantasies in uninterrupted bliss. The truth is, I got a script, I got an agenda, and I got some fantasies that you're supposed to fulfill. I want you to fulfill those fantasies, doggone it. That's what I want to do. And I'm going to make sure that you don't do to me what the person before you did, and I want you to fulfill my fantasies because I'm really trying to join into my fantasies. Actually, I prefer if you didn't enter the relationship at all. Because when you try to enter the relationship, I get irritated. Now, what does you entering a relationship look like? Well, it looks like you have an opinion and mind and thoughts and desires of your own. I don't want to deal with that person. I want the person that's going to help me fulfill my fantasy. And that's who I want to join with. So I'm never really having a relationship with the person that I'm with. I'm having relationships with my own fantasies and the people from the past. And then I wonder why my relationship doesn't work and why I woke up one morning and that relationship was gone. The person was never there. And they decided that they wanted to have a relationship with somebody. That's deep. That's deep. I used to think that if I got into the truth, I had to give up my fantasies. And if I really want to get into the truth, I would have to give up my fantasies. Because fantasies, the Course says, is just trying to satisfy myself according to false needs that I make up that have nothing to do with my real substance. So a fantasy is just me making up some need that I don't really have and then pursuing it. But the Course says that when you get to the point that you get in touch with the totally satisfying nature of who you are in reality, you don't need to fantasize because what you are experiencing is so satisfying, you don't have to imagine something better because you just be about enjoying what's happening because it's so good. It's taking up all your time just to appreciate what's going on now. If you're always thinking about something being better, that's a sign that where you are isn't satisfying to you. So once you have satisfaction, you let go of fantasizing and then you work on accepting and surrendering and enjoying. Which is, I tell you, is a lot better. You ought to try it. People think that if they don't constantly try to achieve something they don't have, then somehow or another they'd be stagnant. But they haven't had the chance to experience the constant expansion of receiving, which is incredible. Can you receive more love today? Can you receive more happiness today? Can you receive more peace today? Can you handle another friend today? Can you handle another opportunity today? Can't you see that that's constantly stretching you and stretching you and expanding you and expanding you and stretching you and stretching you and expanding you and expanding you? How in the world is that not growing? That is growing. That's the true meaning of growing. So it's great to know that it's natural for us to expand ourselves in order to allow more love and more good and more freedom and more peace in our life. And that's what we're doing right now. We're just opening our minds up to it. By what? By making a decision tonight that I'm not going to enter into a relationship with anybody who's not going to let me in it.
Yeah.
I will not enter into another relationship that I can't enter.
Mm-hmm.
How can you tell when you're in a relationship that you can't enter? You're hiding your thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're afraid to tell that person what you think, what you feel, what you value, what you like. If you're in that kind of relationship, you're not in it. So you don't have to feel guilty about breaking up. You never were joined. So you're innocent. You know, the relationship never happened. So you don't have to feel guilty about breaking up. Isn't that great? Isn't that awesome? If you ever have a relationship with somebody that's there, it's the most satisfying thing you could possibly have. It's so cool. They're actually there. That's wild. You know, I mean, could you imagine actually being in a relationship with somebody that was there? That you were actually talking to them and they was listening? Can you imagine? Oh, God, that excites me. You know, they're not sitting up there listening to you in terms of what they're getting ready to say next or what they can disagree with or give you the opposite point of view because they're trying to establish their individualities and they do that through disagreement because that means there's a me and a you because we just disagree. So, you know, separated mind is always looking for where it can oppose so that it can realize it's separate. And a man that wants to join is always looking at where it can agree with you because every time you agree, you experience peace and harmony together. And the energy of love just increases. So I'm not saying it's not okay to oppose. I'm just letting you know that it feels better to join. Mm-hmm. Joining is awesome. Mm-hmm. So I just went off. Okay. I just went totally off. Okay. Okay, here's a go. Okay, this is deep. Anybody else? I don't mind, you know, I don't mind to like I can feel that spirit really wants to communicate through me if anybody has anything else they want to say before I hit the next part.
You're talking about practicing the presence.
Practicing the presence.
Of being here with you right now.
Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Me being here with you right now is where the power is. And then me and you being here right now is actually the easiest place for us to reach each other. And since I say I want to join with everybody, it almost forces me to be in the now moment. Because I can't connect with you except now. Any other time, I can't. So I don't think about future lovers and future friends. And I'm trying to think about past lovers or past friends because the only people that can really love me and that I can really love have to be the ones that's now. And the Course says the ones that are now are the only ones you need. That any person that's absent is a person you don't need because nothing can be absent that you need. And the universe is set up like that. So the truth is if I'm pining away for something or someone that's not there, then I'm really pining away for somebody that I don't need. And then I'm overlooking that everybody I need and everything I need is here. Because if love is going to get to me, it's got to get to me when?
Now.
Right? Here. So who else is going to give it to me from within myself and through others other than the ones who are right here, right now? So love evidently must be something that has nothing to do with the body because I certainly can't join with all your bodies right here, right now. No matter how appealing that thought may be. I can just never keep up. It's just too many. Okay? I tried it that way. It didn't work. It didn't work. So just take my word for it. It don't work. So,
Earl,
go ahead.
So, if you're in this relationship with mm-hmm. either a person or let's say your work, your
mm-hmm.
career,
mm-hmm.
and you recognize there's fear
mm-hmm.
in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. If I recognize that there's fear in the relationship, then I realize that there must be a situation where there's not real communication happening. Because if there's real communication happening, and it's real communication, and the purpose of the communication is to join and to have peace, then it has to undo the fear. That's the nature of real communication. All fear means is I think I'm going to lose. And the Course says most of us have learned that we lose through communication. That if you really communicate, that's when people leave you. But the truth is, when you really communicate, that's when people join with you.
Thank you.
So real communication creates joining. Real communication makes me feel good. You know, I just had a situation just happened the other day. It was so beautiful. It was like a person was telling me about something that in our connection with each other that wasn't working. And they kept saying, now look. You know, this is something that doesn't work for me, but let me assure you, I love you, I appreciate you, it's not going to change anything about our relationship with each other. Nothing about that is at stake. I just want you to know this, and I don't want you to change. There's nothing I want to change, but I want you to know this is what is not working for me. So the relationship was not at stake. I knew whether we decided to do it or not, that the relationship was still cool. Because that's all you want to know anyway, is that you're not going to lose the real relationship that you share. So what happens when you know that you have a real relationship? Well, because that person knew they had a real relationship with me, then they could really share what was going on with them because they knew they were not going to be attacked and they were not going to lose. And the purpose of their communication was to join. I want to go beyond this barrier. How can we go beyond the barrier without either one of us trying to change each other? Well, just realize that no decision we make makes any real difference because we're going to stay cool any way it goes. So it's okay if we do it and it's okay if we don't. Okay, well, let's do it. Then we're able to move ahead in our goal. It was so cool because it wasn't such a fragile relationship that you couldn't honestly communicate. So why do I need to be in a relationship that is so fragile that it can't survive an honest communication? Any relationship that can't survive an honest communication is not real. Your love for me and my love for you should be stronger than our desire to separate from each other. So whatever comes up between us, our desire to join should take us beyond any obstacle that stands in our way. Why? Because I want you more than I want this separation. I want you more than I want this problem. I want this joining more than I want this upset. I want this joining more than I want this thing that I'm angry about. What I want is this joining. So since you and me want to join, we can go beyond anything that comes up between us because we want to join. If I don't want to join, then anything that comes up between us is justification for separation because I don't want to join with you anyway. So it's like we have one obstacle to joining and another obstacle to joining and another obstacle. It just seems like there's no end to the obstacles to joining because I don't want to be with your butt anyway. You want to see two people look depressed when you're a counselor like I counsel people and you come up with solutions for them to stay together? You've never seen two more depressed people in your life. You know, you'd be thinking like, they'd be like jumping up and down, oh honey, we're going to be able to work this out. You know, you're watching this get more and more depressed. You know, I don't want to heal, that means I have to stay with her. You know, so you really have to get clear at the very beginning, whether or not you want to have a now relationship that's based on, I have never met you before, you've never met me before, I am not every man you've ever met before, you're not every woman I've ever met before, we have never met each other before, we are new. I'm not your mother, I'm not your father, I'm not your boss, I'm not your last boyfriend, I'm not your brother, I'm Earl. I'm a brand new. I just showed up. I didn't even know you. Okay? You don't know me. So that means we have a bunch of interesting, powerful, wonderful, loving surprises to give each other because for some reason we were attracted to each other, but we've also decided we're not going to use each other to restore each other's wounded self-esteem. What we really want to do is use each other to be a safe shelter for each other to grow in. And because I'm with you, I'm going to be able to be myself even more because you're going to be encouraging me to be who I really am so I can be a constant source of supplies and enchantment because you never know what I'm going to do, but you don't mind. You don't mind because you know if it's coming from me that it's going to be based on the idea that I love you and I want peace with you, so you won't be afraid of me expressing myself because you know you'd be having a good time if it's coming from love. So we'll never get bored with each other because we're not limiting each other, and so I'll keep showing you new dimensions of me every day for as long as you know me for the rest of your natural bone life. You know what I'm saying? Anybody want that? See, we all joined on that idea. Watch out. Watch out. I'm telling you. So we all went, yeah, that's all it takes. That's all it takes. And then your life will start trying to rearrange itself to get you that. You don't understand what's going on, so you're happening, so you start freaking out because all these changes begin to happen, but you forgot you said you wanted that. Which means that everything's not given until you have to either change or go, change or go, change or go, change or go, and change or it will go. It's all of a sudden you're freaking out because everything is changing so fast because you're on the way to receiving what you really asked for. And the people who can give it to you, they'll stick around. Those who need you to play the role you used to play, but now you're not playing anymore, they'll find somebody else to fulfill the role. Some people you might have to choose just to sayonara. Some are going to say, you know, I'm in the same situation. I feel just like you. I'm going to go with you. And then the other scenario is just a bunch of new cool people are going to start showing up. And they're going to be so cool that it's going to help you let go of those who are gone. Because you'll be so busy enjoying the relationships you have now, you won't have time to think about the ones that are just not there. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
You know, that's what happened with the person who broke up with you, you never heard from again. They was happier without you. Now the ones who weren't, they call you back. That's funny, but that's the truth. A happy person doesn't have time to judge, criticize, and condemn and attack. They just don't have time. They're too busy enjoying their life and what's happening in it. The only people that have time enough to judge everything that's going on are those who are miserable. They got so much time on their hands because nothing's really happening. So they use that time to think about all the stuff they're upset about that they wish was different and that somebody wasn't doing to them. And, you know, and what a happy person is like, you know, I know people who won't let themselves be happy, haven't let themselves have a relationship, haven't let themselves go out and party, have a good time for years because of a relationship with somebody else who's now somewhere else, totally enjoying themselves, not even aware that that person is doing that to themselves. You know what I'm saying? You holding yourself back because of somebody that's in Hawaii on a beach partying right now, not even thinking about you, but you're going to make sure that you never, never have that happen again. You know, so I would invite those of you who are doing that to stop. You know, don't punish yourself because of someone who isn't here and probably is not even thinking about how you're feeling.
Yeah.
I just want to pass it on.
Thank you.
Because you have reached that point in your life where the part of you that loves you so much came into your life and manifested and tried to talk to you through a weird black guy. That's how bad God want to reach you. So, are you ready to meet people now?
Yes.
Okay. Check it out. Just look around you for just a second. Just take a look. Just take a look. Just take a look. Uh-huh. So we can let go of the idea that we're alone, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't feel a particular attraction to anybody, a special attraction, that's merely because you haven't seen the person who really reminds you of the person you were mad at. This is a good thing. So what I'd like us to do is a sign that we're ready to allow our good is really acknowledge ourselves for hearing this much tonight together.
Yeah.
My words. My words. Oh, God. This is good stuff.
One paragraph, bro.
Yeah.
Well, if you
get channeling.
That means that there's just less to forget. There's less to forget. There's less to forget. Okay, what we're going to do is a couple of things. I got a great little review. You have a special function that nobody else can fulfill. You have a special function that no one else can fulfill but you. And that special function, you'll always know when you're doing it. Because when you're doing it, you'll feel a sense of satisfaction beyond anything you've ever felt before. And then you go on scholarship because you're keeping your grades up because you're doing what you came here to do. And stuff will just start to happen for you, you know. You know, so I thank you. Thank you for sharing with me. Thank you for sharing with Unity Temple because, you know, part of what you share goes to keep this beautiful place going for us to meet. So I'm going to pass this bag around. Let me pass this.
Three bags.
Let me do that so we can move a little bit faster. One more thing. Oh, this announcement stuff is a trip. It's time to have present relationships where the love is here and it's now. It's all about letting you express yourself, letting you be
yourself, letting you know yourself, encouragement, support, and most of all, safety. Real love is coming into your life right now. We want that spiritual love. You are an innocent being made out of love, made out of life. You are abundant and powerful and beautiful. You are unlimited all night. You are the light of the world. You are a miracle in this world. You are a blessing and a powerful, powerful being. You are the power of love. It is in you, the power of love. It is time to let go of the past. It is time to let go of the past. It is possible for you to have a new type of relationship right now. Don't judge your present by what's happened in the past. Let the past go. Now here's the hardest thing. Goes something like this. It goes. Yeah, can't you feel it coming to you? The good old love is coming to you, coming to you, coming to you. Real love is coming to you, coming to me, coming to me. Real love is coming to me, coming to me, coming to me. Real love is coming to me, coming to me, coming to me. Real love is coming to me, coming to me, coming to me. Real love is coming to me, coming to me, coming to me. Real love is coming to me, coming to me, coming to me. Real love is coming to me. I accept the love. What's that? What? I accept the love. I accept the love. Say what? I accept the love. Say what? I accept the love right now. I accept the love right now. I accept the love this moment. I accept the love right now. I accept the love this moment. I accept the love this time. I accept the love right here. I accept the love. What? I accept the love. I accept the love for my friends. I accept the love for my relatives. I accept the love for my enemies. I accept the love for the past. I accept the love from the future. I accept the love right here. I accept the love. Yeah. I accept the love. I accept the love. I accept the love. Spiritual love. So let's all breathe. And just be aware that you created the safe space for yourself tonight. Out of all the things that's happening in the world, you chose to be surrounded by spiritual love. May the horse be with you. I appreciate y'all. Plugs are available. Lights, please. Give it up! Woo!
I need a copy of that one. Shut up. Lay your butt.